Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 5th of October. The International Olympic Committee gave an update on the upcoming 2022 Beijing Winter Olympic Games, which will be open only for local Chinese spectators. While it's unfortunate, especially for the fans that aren't from China, this is a step up from the Tokyo Olympics, where no fans were allowed due to an increase in Japan's COVID-19 cases that coincided with the dates of the Games. Specific requirements on COVID-19 countermeasures for spectators from China's mainland and the details of ticketing arrangements are under discussion and development and will be released to the public in due course once they are finalised, said the IOC. Santara Hotels and Resorts, Thailand's leading hotel operator, will expand its global collection of world-class resorts with the opening of Santara Mirage Beach Resort Dubai on the 14th of October. The new resort will bring a new concept in hospitality to Dubai in line with the Emirates' tourism strategy. Nestled in a prime waterfront setting on the Deira Islands, overlooking the Arabian Gulf, just 30 minutes from Dubai International Airport and just minutes away from the newly opened Souq Al Mafar seafront souk and marketplace, this brand new themed resort offers 607 rooms and suites, ranging from superior, family and mirage rooms to junior and two-bedroom suites with 35 to 95 square meters of bright contemporary space and panoramic city or sea views. Being family-friendly, the resort boasts a wonderful water park, multiple kids' clubs, a colourful candy-themed children's spa, and the dedicated Mirage Family Lounge, a club lounge experience for all the family. The rooms are perfectly suited to families with flexible bedding options, including bunk beds that accommodate up to two children. Uruguay, Brazil and Argentina have announced the vaccine certificates and protocols which will be demanded from cruise vessel passengers and crew members this coming summer season, if they are to call in the three countries as part of their South American tours. According to the Uruguayan Tourism Ministry officials, this is excellent news and should help the cruise season to recover some of its vitality since vessels will be allowed to call in the three countries' ports. Before boarding, passengers and crew will need to have a valid complete vaccination certificate with at least 14 days since the last shot and travel insurance that includes COVID. The cruise company must also present a COVID-19 management plan at least 2 weeks before calling in any port. Visit Finland announced that Finland is now a member of the Global Sustainable Tourism Council. The program helps foster consumer confidence and makes it easier for travel partners and travelers to make greener choices when visiting Finland. Visit Finland has implemented the Sustainable Travel Finland program, which awards a Sustainable Travel Finland label to tourism companies and destinations that have undergone the entire program and fulfilled the criteria. The Global Sustainable Tourism Council is an independent and neutral organisation that represents a diverse membership, including national and provincial governments, leading travel companies, hotels, tour operators, NGOs, individuals, and communities. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.